So we are reportedly a few hours away from another government shutdown. Our government shuts down more than Microsoft Windows, apparently.
Yeah.
And it reminds me a lot of when I grew up. When I grew up, we were always on the verge of something getting cut off. It was a phone bill or an electric bill or somebody was coming to take something away. You just didn't have the bread, so things would happen all the time. I remember our phones would get cut off, and my mother would send us to the payphone booth with a roll of quarters or a roll of dimes to make all the calls we had. We used to get calls at a phone booth around the corner, so we had to wait. If my mother called somebody, we had to wait at the phone booth till the call came in. But this was always a crisis going up, and it was the way I grew up. Even when I first got married, there was always something getting cut off, or somebody coming to turn something away, or you know, the rent was late, or a check bouncing. Until I decided, you know, very young, that I would never let that happen again. That no matter what I had to do, I would make sure that things got taken care of, right or wrong or indifferent. I said that I would never put my family or myself in that situation again. It's why I work like I do. In other words, I took leadership. Leadership isn't just doing the taking credit for the things you like. Every time I turn around, if there's something positive to be said, Donald Trump is in the forefront. When there's something negative to be said, he sends his surrogates out. Leadership starts when you decide to take responsibility, right or wrong, for whatever happens. If you win, it's your fault. If you lose, it's your fault. But you can't only be a leader when the sun is shining. You can't. If you talked about the economy, he couldn't take enough credit. Let's be clear. The economy is what like it is right now because he inherited it. Barack Obama took this nation from the brink of financial destruction and made some very tough decisions that now this country is reaping the benefits from. That's just the truth. The last year of Obama's job creation is higher than Trump's first year. That's just the truth. But you can't start touting the economy but not tout the other things that have gone wrong. The government is in the shape that it's in right now because it lacks leadership. Because we have a man that confuses activity with accomplishment. This is a government that is led by crisis, and that starts from the top, as he said in 2013. It is almost like always, every time you turn around, America has to feel a lot like I did growing up. What bill is that? What are we going to do? What's going to happen next? It's enough. And until somebody decides to lead, we're always going to feel this way. We are in this situation right now because we have a game show host playing like this is a game show and it ain't. People's lives are at stake. This is not, we're not waiting for sweeps weeks. We're not waiting for a commercial break. This is real life. People's lives are really happening. Leadership isn't doing what you want when you want, it's doing what you have to when it needs to be done. I know what it's like to always be under crisis. I know what it's like to always feel like you're in jeopardy, to always feel like things are going to go wrong. And I also know what it's like to step up and do what needs to be done. That's what has to happen. Somebody got to grab the bull by the horn. Somebody has to decide they're going to leave. You asked for the job. You told America you could do the job. All she's asking you to do is to do what you promised. This is supposedly the greatest country in the world. If we're the greatest country in the world, why does it feel like I felt when I was some broke family on 135th and Avalon? Step up. That's a little note from the GED section. We got the Jazz Report coming up in 15 minutes. It's the D.L. Hughley Show.